So we have the story of the beheading of John the Baptist today. There are so many things wrong about this situation. And I say that, you know, we create all sorts of intrigue and for the purpose of entertainment and our TV shows and our movies and things, and yet we see that things have always been thus. We are entertained. We are entertained by these kinds of things. I don't think you can write a modern thing that is as twisted as what it is today. Herod marries his former sister-in-law because he's consolidating power. You know, there's all sorts in canon law. The canon law printed is huge, 2 inches thick. A huge portion of that is all about marriage, so that people won't use marriage and twist it and pervert it for some other good than what it was intended to by God. Titles, inheritances, all of these different things. One of the questions I have to ask the couple, first question on the paperwork prior to marriage, are you related to your intended spouse by blood, by marriage or legal adoption? You see how people have used marriage to twist, to keep titles, to keep lands, to keep property, to keep this, to keep that, using it for something other than the original good intention for which it was given. There's all sorts of background. I have particular interest in John the Baptist. I was ordained on his birthday. This is a weird day for me. Every time I start talking about his death, I always wonder if today will be the day for me. So my particular interest in John the Baptist and researching into all of Herod and what was his deal. What was the deal with Herodias? What was his deal with his brother Philip and all of these different things? And it's all political. It's all political. It's all the marriages and the consolidation of power and kingdom and all of these things. There is an insinuation that Herod is now going to set Herodias aside for her daughter. Up to half of my kingdom I would give you. There's an insinuation of that there. There is the fear of man all over this, especially for Herod. I got to keep face. I have made oaths. I have made promises. This is Herod the Great. Well, his father was Herod the Great. This is Herod. I cannot disappoint. I cannot show that I am human and make mistakes in front of all of these people. I have to keep the facade alive. The difficulty and pride. The hatred of Herodias for John. For pointing out her sin. Hatred. Hatred that is then passed generationally from one to another. I don't know the daughter. I don't know if she was scandalized by her mother's request, but out of obedience and respect for her mother, she makes it. We can see in this story how generationally we can pass on sin from one generation to the next. There are so many problems with this story. So many issues, so many off-ramps in order to bring truth and light and salvation to this situation, and none of them are taken. I will ask a question and I will connect the question in. Do you put your trust in men? Everything of this situation is all an expression driven by broken humanity. My brothers and sisters, do not put your trust in men. Your life will be like this story. Put your trust in God. It's beautiful, the opening prayer. God choosing that John the Baptist would go before Jesus in life and that he would go before him in death. I wonder if John's arrival to the netherworld, I wonder if he had kind of the same mission, you know, the netherworld, the people waiting the Messiah. All of a sudden, John the Baptist enters into the scene, even there, to proclaim that there is one coming after me. It must have been a great sign of hope for those that have been waiting for generations and generations and generations for salvation. Even in death, I'm sure he fulfilled his call to prepare hearts to welcome Jesus. My brothers and sisters, I will just make that point, reiterate that point. Do you trust in men? My advice for you is don't. Today's gospel is a reflection of the hearts of men and women. Trust in God and in God alone. Amen.